Welcome to Hope for Today, a weekly Bible teaching program that will bring you hope for every day. Hello, and thank you for joining us. We are privileged to be here with you. This program is produced by Heralds of Hope. We are a gospel media ministry, and our main focus is the Bible. We are committed to teaching the Bible and distributing the Bible. Each week, this teaching is broadcast around the world via radio. And so far, this year, we are on track to distribute 100,000 copies of the Bible. Psalm 19 says, God's words are to be desired more than gold. This shows us God's word is one of the most valuable possessions someone could ever have. And here at Heralds of Hope, we are thrilled to partner with many of God's people as we teach and distribute the Bible. Our lesson today from John 20 is called Rewarding Faith. It is the story of Thomas, the disciple who did not believe Jesus had risen from the dead. In this account, we know he no longer doubted. He saw Jesus and believed. Jesus encouraged him, "Touch my hands and put your hand in my side. Stop doubting and believe." It doesn't seem like Thomas needed to do that, because his response was immediate. My Lord and my God. Today, allow your response to Jesus to be exactly the same as this. Before we get into today's lesson, let's spend a little time thinking about faith. The definition is complete trust or confidence in someone or something. What sets the faith of a Christian apart from all other faith is the object of our faith. Faith is not unusual. Humans everywhere have it, but we want more and more people to make Jesus the object of their faith. Think about the people who deny any God and say they have no faith. What are they putting their faith in? It seems to me the faith of that person lies directly in themselves. They put a lot of trust in the fact that they are right and they know what they're talking about. This is a choice all of us need to make, but I, for one, am not comfortable with having myself as the object of my faith. There are some who believe Earth has started from a Big Bang. Everyone looks at the same evidence, and many different conclusions are reached. It is my opinion that the conclusion you reach has a direct connection to where you have placed your faith. There's much more that could be said on this. However, what I want to make clear is faith is not uncommon. Most people have faith. The biggest question is, what or who do you have faith in? Christians have Jesus as the object of our faith. And as far as I know, this is the best place you could ever place your faith. One more thought about faith from verse 29. Trying to describe what it is can be kind of hard to put into words. I like what Jesus says at the end of verse 29. I would say this is a great way to describe faith. Jesus tells Thomas, "Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed." This isn't a definition of faith, but it is a good description for some of our faith. Many of us believe even though we have not seen. This idea is also taught in Hebrews 11:1. One translation has it like this: "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen." Again, there is the certainty of something we believe but have not seen. So while most of us may not have seen with our eyes like Thomas, we still believe. Some will think this is ridiculous and make fun of your blind faith. But it's not blind faith, because we have seen Jesus change lives. We feel his presence in ours, and we know the change that Jesus has made in us. The object of our faith is very dependable, and we trust him. So the question today is not, do you have faith? The question is, what do you have your faith in? Let's give our attention to Pastor J. Mark as he teaches us more from John 20 and the story of Thomas.
Faith is a very important part of our human existence. We exercise faith every day of our lives. We have been made to believe. And so the Bible tells us that God has given to everyone a measure or proportion of faith. Everyone that I know believes in something. Even those who say there is no God still believe in something. To be honest, they should say, "I believe there is no God." In other words, they too are expressing some level of faith. Now, I would much rather say, "I believe there is a God." The Bible informs us that even demons believe that and they tremble. There is put within our being the ability to believe. That's a gift from God. But you know, not all faith is rewarding faith. When I speak of faith, I'm talking about believing. And then, for rewarding faith to exist, there must be a proper object to that faith. The account in John chapter 20, in verses 24 to 31, demonstrates what rewarding faith looks like. The disciples were staying together, and they were awaiting direction for the future after the resurrection of Jesus. So follow along as I read, if you can, John chapter 20 and verses 24 to 31. But Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of those nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe." And after 8 days again, his disciples were within, and Thomas was with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and he stood in the midst, and said to them, "Peace be unto you." Then he said to Thomas, "Reach hither your finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither your hand, and thrust it into my side, and do not be faithless, but believing." And Thomas answered and said unto him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those that have not seen and yet have believed." And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. As there were several events in the experience of Thomas which led him to rewarding faith, so it may be with you and me. The first event that Thomas experienced toward rewarding faith was his refusal. Remember, when Jesus first came to the disciples after his resurrection, Thomas wasn't there. He was absent. And we don't know why he was absent. Perhaps fear had gripped his heart so much that he refused to be identified with the disciples. Or maybe he had some other interests or some duty that kept him from being with them on that first day of the week. So he was told what had happened. The other disciples said, "We have seen the Lord." But Thomas was cautious. He said, "I have to see it before I'll believe it." You and I surely can sympathize with Thomas. We believe it is proper to require evidence so we're not led into error. It's important that we are cautious when entertaining the claims that people make. And so Thomas' refusal to believe without evidence was really the proper thing to do. And then there was a second event that led Thomas toward rewarding faith, and it was his rebuke, that is, Jesus' rebuke. So 8 days after this initial experience, Thomas was with the other disciples, and they were gathered in the upper room. Perhaps he had learned his lesson and gathered with the disciples, the others, in anticipation of what might be a repeat of what had happened previously. We don't know that, but perhaps. And it was. Jesus came into the room, into the midst, and the doors were shut, just like they had been before. And so there was no ready entrance for someone to come in, but Jesus came, and he stood in the middle of them, and he greeted them just like he had the time before. And it was a word of assurance. He said, "Peace be unto you." Because that would have been frightening, to be in a room and all of a sudden somebody just appears. But then Jesus invited Thomas to examine the evidence. He said, "Reach here your finger and behold my hands. Reach here your hand and thrust it into my side. And don't be faithless, but rather believing." This was a rebuke for Thomas. It came from Jesus. Jesus must have known about Thomas' refusal to believe until he had seen the evidence. And so after the evidence was there, the nail prints and the spear scar, faith was commanded of Thomas. Remember, Jesus said, do not be faithless, but rather believe. And then there's a third event that led Thomas toward rewarding faith. It was his response. His confession was immediate, and it was complete. It didn't take him long. He cried out, "My Lord and my God." Thomas is to be commended for making an immediate, clear, and complete confession right there, right on the spot. He didn't falter. He didn't hesitate. His response and his confession came at once. Now, I want you to notice the commendation that Jesus gave to him. He said, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. All who do not see and yet believe are blessed." You know, my friend, you and I are among those who have not seen, and yet we believe. Thomas saw him, and the Apostle John recorded that scene for us. Jesus pronounced a blessing on you and on me because we have not physically seen the nail prints in his hands and feet or the scar from the spear in his side. But when we believe, when we exercise faith, Jesus said, we are blessed. Now, we ought not to criticize Thomas until we have believed on Jesus ourselves without any doubt or question. Nor can we hide behind Thomas, because when he was presented with the evidence, what did he do? He believed and confessed that Jesus was his Lord and his God. Do you believe that Jesus is the Christ? Let me reread the last verse of our text. "These are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name." And so I invite you, yes, I even urge you, to believe in Jesus Christ as the Son of God, and you can have a rewarding faith too.
Thank you, J. Mark, for this teaching from God's Word, and thank you for joining us. It is a privilege for us to study God's Word and learn from it. Now let's take what we've heard and put it into practice. The teaching and instruction in the Bible is for us, and it is meant to be lived. Don't be like the man in James 1 who sees himself in a mirror, then goes away and forgets what he looked like. Instead, be like the man in verse 25 who looks intently into the Word and is a doer of the work. God says, that man will be blessed in what he does. And we bless you as you follow Jesus and share him with those around you. If you have any questions or if you would like today's teaching, just contact us and ask for it by title or tell us the passage. We also have a study guide available designed to help you learn more from each lesson. It is called the Hope Herald. Please let us know if you're interested, and we would be happy to give you one. Here are a few ways you can reach us. The quickest and easiest way is through email. Our email address is mail@heraldsofhope.org. If you don't have email, you could send us a letter. Send it to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Another way you can contact us is through our website. Our website is heraldsofhope.org. Please look on our website for this teaching and other similar teaching. There you will also find other resources available from Heralds of Hope. Again, the website is heraldsofhope.org. We thank you for joining us for today's program. I encourage you to join us again next week as Pastor J. Mark continues teaching from the Gospel of John. We look forward to being with you then, and we'll leave you with this blessing from Numbers 6. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace.